There's a spare intimacy in the opening of Bach's first violin sonata. But as with so much of this composer's music, this piece can also be something very different. Certainly not spare, maybe still intimate, but now with an undeniably different flavor. In 1923, pianist and composer Leopold Godowsky created a series of transcriptions based on works that Bach wrote for a single string instrument. You'll hear one of them with pianist Alessio Bax coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, and welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCreath. Each week on the program, we explore the vast range of instrumental masterpieces and sacred vocal music by J.S. Bach. And occasionally, we hear the added voices of those composers who have been inspired by Bach's music, as is the case today with transcriptions from Leopold Godowsky. Also on the program today, you'll hear a work that follows a winding and sometimes not very easy path, the cantata number 3, Ach Gott, wie manches Herzeleid, or Ah God, how much heartache do I encounter at this time? If you'd like to see a translation of the text for that piece, you'll find a link at classicalnewengland.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. Leopold Godowsky is one of countless composers over the centuries to look into Bach's music and see the potential for a new artistic statement. It's not an impulse to improve the work of the Baroque master so much as it is a way of honoring Bach in a new context. Here's one example. This is pianist Alessio Bax with Godowsky's transcription of the Bourré from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3.
Thank you.
just a small jewel-like example of the luster Leopold Godowsky applied to Bach's music when he transcribed several works originally written for solo string instruments. Alessio Bax was the pianist with the Bourée from Bach's Cello Suite No. 3. Stay tuned for an even more dramatic transformation from Godowsky later on in the program. Dramatic transformation is at the heart of Bach's Cantata No. 3, Ach Gott, wie manches Herzeleid, or Ah God, how much heartache do I encounter at this time? As with all of Bach's cantatas, that title simply reflects the opening lines sung by the choir, but it doesn't really tell us what this piece is about. It's really the next line that tells us where we're going. The narrow path is full of trouble that I shall follow to heaven. This is a journey, specifically the difficult journey a believer travels during his or her earthly life before reaching an afterlife in heaven with the divine. The difficulty of that journey comes through in the opening chorus, which Bach sets as a lament. Slowly descending chromatic lines give the trouble along that narrow path a plodding, determined context. To inject a slight note of hope at the end of the movement as the sopranos ascend to their final note, symbolizing an ascent to heaven. An exchange between chorale statements and solo interjections makes it clear that this challenging journey is one for both an individual believer and the wider community. The bass soloist expands on those challenges in an aria with cello accompaniment that is itself a challenge for the performers, but which ultimately expresses trust in the divine. Later, the soprano and alto soloists join for a duet, one that conductor John Elliott Gardner describes as proof that through joyful singing, one can win the battle to rid oneself of the cares that revolve within the troubled mind. It's Bach's equivalent of Singing in the Rain. And you may hear an echo of that first movement, when the twists and turns of the journey seemed tortuous. But now, even though those twists and turns might still be part of the picture, they're embraced with joy and hope. If you'd like to see a translation of this piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music, just visit us online at classicalnewengland.org. Here is Bach's Cantata No. 3 with soprano Joanne Lunn, alto Richard Wynn Roberts, tenor Julian Podger, and bass Gerald Finley. John Elliott Gardner conducts the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists here on the Bach Hour.
Management trachtet und weder Gott noch Himmel achtet.
Singen zu
Jesu, da
Verschmachten bist du, o Jesu mein, und ich bin dein, will ich's nicht achten. Dein treuer Mut und dein unendlich Liebe, das unverändert stets geblieben, erhält mir noch den ersten Bund, der meine Brust mit Freudigkeit erfüllet und auch des Todes Furcht, des Grabes Schrecken stillet. Fällt Not und Mangel gleich von allen Seiten ein, mein Jesus wird mein Schatz und Reichtum sein.
Thank you.
As Bach's Cantata No. 3 comes to a close, the choir sings a prayer for purity of faith, which is expressed in a robust and strong performance conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. He led the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists with soprano Joanne Lunn, alto Richard Wynn Roberts, tenor Julian Podger, and bass Gerald Finley. Among the countless composers to have transcribed Bach's music for the piano, Leopold Godowsky is one of the boldest. Rather than transcribing orchestral works or cantata movements, which have built-in part writing of one kind or another, Godowsky chose to focus on Bach's pieces for solo string instruments. With so much only implied in their original form, these pieces are like a minimalist outline, allowing Godowsky to apply his own sense of how he hears those implied harmonies. Here is pianist Alessio Bax with one example. This is Godowsky's transcription of Bach's Solo Violin Sonata No. 1. Thank you. rich interpretation of what's implied and what's possible in the Solo Violin Sonata No. 1 by Bach, transcribed by Leopold Godowsky and performed here by pianist Alessio Bax. Earlier in the program, you heard the Cantata No. 3 with conductor John Elliott Gardiner. When he's asked how people should get into Bach's music if they really aren't very familiar with it, he often says you want to start with the motets. Well, here's one of the shorter motets that Bach wrote. This is Lobet den Herrn alle Heiden, or Praise the Lord, All Ye Nations. John Elliott Gardiner conducts the Monteverdi Choir.
Thank you.
A short motet by Johann Sebastian Bach, Lobet den Herrn alle Heiden, or Praise the Lord, All Ye Nations. John Elliott Gardner was the conductor of the Monteverdi Choir. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalnewengland.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Rose. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.